vacation for the honeymoon. A couple tickets all inclusive down in Cancun. I couldn't get my money back, so I'm in seat 7A. I'm getting drunk on a plane. I bet the feller on the aisle thought I was crazy, 'cause I taped your picture to the seat back right beside me. Now I've got empty nanny bottles still in both our trays. I'm getting drunk on a plane. Buying drinks for everybody but the pilot, it's a party. Got the 737 rocking like a Jesus. Stewardess is some sexy leading port and coke and whiskey. Told her about my condition, got a little mile high flight attention. It's Mardi Gras. This date marked on the calendar forever. We take that new wet limo airport ride together. I feel like a plastic groom alone there at the top of the cake. So hey, I'm getting drunk on a plane. Buying drinks for everybody but the pilot, it's a party. Got the 737 rocking like a G6. Stewardess is something sexy, leaning and whiskey. Told her about my condition, got a little mile high flight attention. It's Mardi Gras up in the clouds. I'm up so high, I may never come down. I'll try anything to drown out the pain. They all know why I'm getting drunk on a plane. Seat right up to first class, so I can drink that cheap champagne out of a real glass. And when we land, I'll call her up and tell her kiss my, 'cause hey, I'm drunk on a plane. Buying drinks for everybody but the pilot, it's a party. Got the 737 rocking like a G6. Stewardess is so sexy, leaning pouring coke and whiskey.
Here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. 2 days after a gunman fired off one shot, hitting and killing conservative activist Charlie Kirk at a speaking event at Utah Valley University, Utah's Governor Spencer Cox today says they have a suspect in custody identified as Tyler Robinson. The governor credited the 22-year-old's family for reaching out to law enforcement. Cox also says authorities analyzed spent and unspent cartridges from a rifle found in the woods near campus.
Inscriptions on a fired casing read, "Notices bulges, capital O-W-O, what's this question mark?" Inscriptions on the three unfired casings read, "Hey fascist, exclamation point, catch, exclamation point.
FBI Director Kash Patel says there was an overwhelming public response with over 11,000 leads. Patel says there's no indication so far anyone beyond Robbins was involved in the killing. A motive is still unknown. This is ABC News. We're nowhere near pandemic numbers, but COVID appears to be making a comeback. ABC's Jim Ryan is in Texas, where cases are surging.
One of the newest COVID variants is called Nimbus, dubbed by some physicians as razor blade throat because of its symptoms.
Muscle aches, sore throat, cough, feeling really fatigued even after they've gotten past the COVID.
Federal regulators have imposed new restrictions on who can get the vaccine, but San Antonio infectious disease specialist Dr. Jason Bowling says
anybody that wants the COVID vaccine should talk to their doctor to see about getting it.
Some states are flouting the FDA rules and providing the shot to anyone who asks for it. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Facebook is issuing payments to users after the $725 million privacy lawsuit settlement. The average payment will be $29.42. Anyone who used Facebook between May 2007 and December 2022 was eligible for some of the settlement, as long as they filed a claim before August 2023. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code COOL to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny and summery today with highs in the lower 80s. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly prior to midnight, a low of 65. On Saturday, mostly sunny and quite warm with highs in the mid-80s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 71.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. An Amber Alert has been issued for a missing 6-year-old girl. Authorities say Ruby Lehman was last seen at her grandmother's Portage County home on Thursday. A suspect vehicle believed to be a white 2001 Ford F-250 truck driven by her uncle stopped at the home briefly and then left. Anyone with information is asked to call 911. The White House has approved Wisconsin flood relief funding. President Trump announced the $29.8 million on his social media platform Thursday afternoon. Current estimates of damage are at $33 million, but they could go higher as FEMA teams continue their assessment this week. And legislation that would require state employees to return to in-office work passes the state assembly. The bill's author, Pleasant Prairie Republican Amanda Nadweski, says the Evers administration has failed to provide sufficient oversight of state employees who began to work remotely during the COVID pandemic. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
They believe in protecting the families and children in our farming communities. Kids love to be included in the daily farm activities, but accidents can happen quickly. Reduce the chance of injury by making sure your farm is a safe environment for adults and kids. Learn more at ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm. Wisconsin Farm Bureau is the trusted voice leading Wisconsin agriculture forward. Our voting members set policy that guides the organization on the local, state, and national level, with the ultimate goal of helping farmers like you and me back home. You can make a difference by becoming a member at WFEF.com.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture. Wisconsin Farm Bureau. We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Good afternoon, it's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News This Hour being brought to you by Anabas Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro Lawn and Garden Equipment dealers, Durand. Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. And Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. The city of Durand is changing the way they develop the city budget. In the past, each city council committee would review city department budgets first, then send them to the full council. According to Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron, this year the city will have the departments submit the budgets to the entire council during a committee as a whole meeting.
The staff is going to work through the process, get together, draft budget, and so on and so forth. The staff will be able to get that together by about the first part of October. Council will have the chance to look at everything, and then we're going to have what they call a committee of the whole, which means that all the council members will be present. We're going to take one big evening and go through everything, each department, line item by line item, go through those issues, put together, of course, the proposed budget, and then take it to full budget hearing in November, as we always have.
The committee as a whole meeting is set for October 29th at 4 p.m. at Durand City Hall. Two people were injured in a motorcycle versus car accident in Pepin Township in Minnesota Thursday morning. According to the Minnesota State Patrol, 79-year-old Donald Evenson of Minnesota City and 58-year-old Eric Schwartz of Brooklyn Park were both traveling southbound on Highway 61 when they collided at the intersection of Highway 61 and Wabasha County Road 77. Schwartz and passenger 62-year-old Susan Schwartz of Brooklyn Park were both injured and taken to St. Mary's Hospital in Rochester. Chippewa Falls police are asking folks to keep an eye out for a missing teenager. 14-year-old Brooklyn Henry was reported missing from her Chippewa Falls home early yesterday. The Memorial High School student is described as a black female who was last known to be wearing a black poncho-style shirt and red and white pajama pants. Anyone with information on Brooklyn's whereabouts is asked to call police. An Ohio-made cheese sold in Wisconsin is being recalled. The Middlefield Original Cheese Company announced September 5th that some products sold between July 7th and August 14th may be contaminated with listeria. Some of the products affected included Gouda, mozzarella, provolone, and yellow cheddar. Listeria symptoms can include fever, headaches, nausea, and diarrhea. You're listening to WRDN News.
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durand can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. As the area's number one home seller, we have the experience and commitment to help you navigate the complex real estate market. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or a seasoned veteran looking to sell your current property, Prime Realty is your guide toward home ownership. Like Prime Realty Guys on Facebook or visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Dunn County residents want to know who exactly is trying to build a billion-dollar data center in that county. The city of Menominee has already annexed and rezoned over 300 acres of farmland for the project, despite not being sure exactly what would be moving in. The project developer is a Delaware-based company named Balloonist. And Menominee City Council member Sydney Brennan says Balloonist claims to be working for one of the five major American tech firms. Opponents of the center say the plan would increase water usage and pollution from the site and higher electric bills for residents. Now, members of the Menominee City Council have said that the city has not yet approved any plans or permits for the proposed data center. The Wisconsin Public Service Commission held a public hearing yesterday on a proposed rate increase from Xcel Energy. The company is proposing an 11.8% increase in electric rates and a 12.7% increase in natural gas rates for 2026. The proposal is for 2 years and is followed by more increases in 2027, bringing the total increase percentages to 18.9% for electricity and 14.2% for natural gas in 2027. Xcel says the increases are needed to replace its aging infrastructure and invest in its carbon-free initiatives. A decision from the Public Service Commission on the rate increase request is expected later this year. Health officials in La Crosse and St. Croix counties are now reporting their first human cases this year of West Nile virus. The La Crosse County Health Department yesterday reported confirmation of one such case, and the St. Croix County Public Health Department reported three. Health officials are reminding everyone that the virus is not spread from person to person, but only by being bitten by an infected mosquito. The White House has approved Wisconsin flood relief funding. President Trump announced the $29.8 million on his social media platform on Thursday afternoon. Now, Governor Tony Evers did not receive notification of the funding, according to his office. Instead, the notification went to Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. Current estimates of damage are at $33 million, but could go higher as FEMA teams continue their assessment this week. Most of the damage occurred in the Milwaukee metro area in southeastern Wisconsin. Milwaukee County officials said homeowners may be reimbursed for costs associated with flood damage, and the county would also be able to seek reimbursement for public damage. You're listening to WRDN News.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
An 11th wonder of Wisconsin has been named. Governor Tony Evers announced this week that Lambeau Field in Green Bay would join the list of Wisconsin's premier destinations. Earlier this year, the stadium hosted the NFL Draft, an event that drew over 600,000 visitors. The Wonders of Wisconsin program was launched in 2023 with the goal of uplifting and honoring some of Wisconsin's man-made and natural monuments. The stadium joins the list that includes the Apostle Islands, the Milwaukee Art Museum, and Devil's Lake. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
When I asked Scott Lucky if his last name had anything to do with his success in the trucking industry, he laughed and said, "Well, Mike, I guess you could say I've always been lucky." But when I asked him how he and his family grew Lucky Distribution Services into the company it is today, he didn't talk about luck at all. "We work hard," he said. "We keep a close eye on the bottom line, and we treat our people the right way." In other words, Scott Lucky makes his own luck, which is precisely why he switched to Pure Talk Business. Last month, I paid the big guys $740 for 12 lines, he told me. This month, I paid Pure Talk $420 for the exact same service. Thousands of businesses all over the country are saving real money by switching to America's most dependable 5G network, and luck has nothing to do with it. Just dial #250 and say micro. That's #250 micro to switch to a wireless company that works as hard as you do. Pure Talk.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny and summery today with highs in the lower 80s. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly prior to midnight, a low of 65. On Saturday, mostly sunny and quite warm with highs in the mid-80s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 71.
The Brewers look to end their losing streak when they host St. Louis tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. They're coming out three straight losses to the Rangers in Texas. Quinn Priester, 12-2. He'll get the start for the Brewers tonight. Midwest League Divisional Playoffs. Beloit fell to Cedar Rapids 5-3 to even that best of series at a game apiece last night. Final game of the series is tonight in Iowa. Packers get a few extra days off after their 27-18 win over the Washington Commanders last night. The offense had its moments, but defense was spot on again.
There was a lot of mistakes out there that we have got to clean up between penalties, some miscues, some misops. But you got to give credit to Washington. That's a really good football team. But I thought I was impressed with our defense, the energy they're playing with, getting a lot of pressure on a really good quarterback.
Packers head coach Matt LaFleur, 6th-ranked Wisconsin women's volleyball team, hits the road for the first time this season. They're at Georgia Tech tonight. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Riggs spins and wins in Thunder Valley. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay has reinvented vehicle buying. From click to curb, everything's covered. Ever try to buy a car online and end up in a parking lot with a stranger and some blind trust? That era is over. Now with Secure Purchase, eBay isn't just where you find your car. It's where you buy it, start to finish. Title, financing, registration, delivery, it's all built in. This is the modern way to buy your next ride on eBay. eBay. Things people love. Secure Purchase is powered by Caramel Dealer Services, LLC, an eBay subsidiary.
We are getting ready to crown a champion.
Championship weekend is coming back to the desert.
Let's get this party started.
Four title races in 3 days means there will be a buzz in the air all weekend long. Whether from the grandstands, the infield experience, or the hillside, this is your chance to witness history and make championship caliber memories for the whole family. NASCAR Championship Weekend at Phoenix Raceway, October 31st through November 2nd. Get your tickets now at phoenixraceway.com. Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of NASCAR.
The second race of the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series playoffs opened up the race weekend last night at the Bristol Motor Speedway with the UNOH 250. Playoff driver Lane Riggs spun on lap number one of the race while battling in the top five, yet came back up through the field to claim the victory, leading 110 of the 250 laps and becoming the second driver to lock into the round of eight, joining Darlington winner Corey Heim. The race weekend continues tonight for the NASCAR Xfinity Series with their playoff opener, while the round of 16 concludes tomorrow night for the NASCAR Cup Series. For more on all the action in Bristol, see MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Fall means hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durant has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. When you need bait or tackle, visit Ryan's Sports Shop, making hunting, fishing, and enjoying the great outdoors fun since 2006, downtown Durand.
Families who pass down the farm to the next generation need a good succession plan in place. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Take a good look at finances and who's interested as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts. Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
It's the dream of many farmers to have the farm passed down to the next generation. For the succession to go smoothly, you have to have a plan. Many parents struggle with how to divide everything between their children. Dave Specht is a farm succession consultant and the founder of a company called Advising Generations. He says sometimes the next generation thinks they're entitled to inheriting assets on the farm, whether they're actively involved or not. So a key question to ask is, how interested are you in inheriting the family debt on the farm?
The next generation needs to know that most of the time, these are not riskless assets, and they haven't been riskless assets for generations. So that's one of the questions I like to ask, and that's kind of a good litmus test to find out, you know, who really wants to be an owner and who understands what ownership really means.
Large farms have assets that include a lot of land, but you have to analyze whether or not the operation can financially support the goals of the retired parents and the successor. Specht says it can be even more complicated when you're trying to pass down a small farm.
Oftentimes those can just be tricky management situations because the farm or the land may have great value but doesn't create a lot of income. And so if you spread ownership out at some point, you know, someone with a different goal than just keeping the farm and the family is going to basically push to have the farm sold. So I caution farmers to think through some of those things before they put their estate plans in concrete.
For a succession to go smoothly, he recommends putting together a team of professionals, such as an insurance advisor, accountant, lawyer, and retirement planner, who can help you implement your plans. Learn more about passing down the farm at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
77 in downtown Durand. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnekins with a check of markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, October milk up 5 to 16.37. November down 15 to 16.16. December down 10 to 16.68. January down 14 to 16.83. Cheese markets were lower. Barrels down 2.25 to 161 and a quarter. 40-pound blocks down 0.5 to 161 and a half. 2-trade a barrel, 5-trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 6.75 to 186.3 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 3/4 to 116.5, 4 trades. Dry whey up 3/4 to 59.25, 4 trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets continue to move mostly lower as the market does not see the support it needs to move prices higher. Box beef prices are seasonally softening. Some of the cash markets were down $1.50 or more in some of the markets. Now, the WASDE report was mixed news. Beef production for 2025 is expected to decline by 100 million pounds. The projected quarterly steer prices, though, were bullish for the market as well. Now, beef imports, though, for 2025 were increased by 90 million pounds. Hog markets are also struggling to find any type of upward momentum as technical selling continues to pressure the markets, even though pork cutout values are higher. And the WASDE report showing supportive news for hog and pork markets. Pork production for 2025 fell by 180 million pounds as processing speeds are expected to trend lower and dressed weights have also declined as well, but not enough to move markets higher. October live cattle down 210 to 213.17. December down $1.92 to 232.20. February down $1.62 to 233.62. September feeder cattle down 322 to 352. October down 470 to 347.65. November down 542 to 345.05. October hogs down $1.17 to 97. December down 47 cents to 88.77. February down 15 cents to 90.42. Chicago Board of Trade at the midday. Now, corn markets are still slightly higher. Soybeans moving higher. Wheat markets are mostly lower from the WASDE report earlier today. On the corn side, the corn outlook is for greater supplies, larger exports, and a slight reduction in ending stocks. That's helping to support the markets. Meanwhile, soybeans, they are moving mostly higher, even though the WASDE report showed higher production, higher crush, lower exports, and higher ending stocks compared to last month. Soybean production was projected at 4.3 billion bushels, up slightly. Now, wheat markets, the outlook from the WASDE report is for unchanged supplies and domestic use, higher exports, and lower ending stocks. September corn down 0.5 to 398.5. December up 3/4 to 420.5. March up 0.5 to 437.75. New crop 26 up 2 to 462.5. September beans steady at 10.15.25. But November up 7.75 to 10.41.25. January up 7.5 to 10.60. New crop 26 up 3.75 to 10.79. October soybean meal up $1.20 to 287.30. October soybean oil up 49 cents to 51.57. Chicago wheat September steady at 4.96.25. December down 4.75 to 5.16.75. Minneapolis wheat September steady at 5.50.25. December down 3 to 5.68.5. Energy markets today, October crude oil up 31 cents to 62.68, November up 33 cents to 62.41, October gas now up a cent to 198, November also up a cent at 193. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with our number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America.
The soybean markets continue to feel the pressure of no Chinese sales. We'll talk about it coming up. Dairy farmers, start your engines. The road to Madison leads straight to World Dairy Expo 2025, where innovation, education, and global dairy connections await. Join fellow dairy farmers, industry experts, future leaders, and the finest dairy cattle in North America when the dairy industry meets in Madison September 30th through October 3rd. Make the drive, bring your passion, and be a part of the dairy event of the year. World Dairy Expo 2025. The road to Madison starts with you. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
The soybean market is feeling the pressure as the new marketing year began September 1st. Arlen Suderman, chief commodities economist for StoneX, says the markets noticed the new year beginning with no sales to China on the books.
Their lead negotiator was in the United States to negotiate last week and went home without anything substantial to show for it. Both sides, U.S. and Chinese negotiators released statements that were very vanilla in nature. Both their statements said things are complicated. That's not wording that gives us a lot of hope or encouragement.
While U.S. soybean growers are urgently waiting for a resolution to reopen their biggest market, China isn't sitting still.
And meanwhile, what do we see? We see President Xi Jinping of China meeting with President Putin of Russia, meeting with Prime Minister Modi of India, meeting with Brazil, saying that they're going to gather together to fight against Trump and his tariffs. We see a court that rules, an appeals court that rules against the Trump tariffs. That increases the uncertainty, that emboldens those countries that are trying to fight against us and may unwind some of the trade deals we have that were good for agriculture.
If the tariff case does go to the U.S. Supreme Court, Suderman says that doesn't necessarily mean that the tariffs will be gone.
There are still a couple of other avenues that the Trump administration can try for keeping the tariffs in place, but it does put them on a little bit shakier footing, and that's exactly what some of these countries are holding out for and hoping is that the Trump administration loses on this and that they won't have to give up anything. The whole purpose of this was to get these countries to lower their tariffs and their non-tariff restrictions. And so all of that may be out the window.
Arlen Suderman with StoneX. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association and state leadership is kicking off Wisconsin's agricultural tourism fall season that runs through November 2nd by visiting and recognizing many agricultural tourism destinations. This fall, guests are invited to explore Wisconsin agricultural tourism destinations. Agriculture tourism provides opportunities for families to have authentic experiences filled with learning, food, and fun on the farm. In the USDA Crop Progress Report released September 8th, eight states reported harvested corn. Current progress across the eight states was 4%. The five-year average for harvested corn at this time of year is 3%. A closer look at the states that reported harvest activity. Texas leads the way with the most harvested corn reported at 69%. USDA reported 44% of North Carolina corn was harvested. This time last year, 31% had been harvested in North Carolina. The five-year average is 37%. Harvested corn in Tennessee was reported at 28%, up 16 percentage points from the prior week. Kentucky was added to the list for the first time this year with 18% of their corn in that state harvested.
A new report from the International Association of Fairs and Expositions shows agricultural fairs generate nearly $52 billion in economic impact across the United States. David Grindle, president and CEO, says the 2025 economic impact study highlighted the financial contributions from 1,400 fairs. We look at how much money the fair and fairgrounds spend and puts back into the community they're buying from local resources, he said. When we get into fair attendance, attendees who come in, they spend money in that community and spend money also at the fair. He told Brownfield these events generate year-round income. They really are that big of an event space that's bringing tourism dollars in. And so that's showing that year-round impact, Grindle said. He says more than 60% of the U.S. population attended a fair in 2024. He says fairs are helping to educate and show people how to connect with the source of their food. The Trump administration is making another run at reforming the way H-2A minimum wage rates for farm workers are set in a manner that could provide some relief for farmers during a time of continued uncertainty about workers who are in the country illegally. A big question is whether the administration will follow the strategy they tried to implement as President Trump was leaving office in 2020, or come up with a new method of setting the adverse effect wage rates that farmers must pay H-2A workers. Farm groups contend the wage levels in the USDA survey led to unsustainable increases in labor costs when growers employ H-2A workers, and the Labor Department isn't required by law to base adverse effect wage rates on the survey. However, the law does require the Labor Department to ensure H-2A workers a farmer wants to hire will not be adversely affected with the wage and working conditions of workers in the United States that are similarly employed. The Bureau of Land Management has begun the process of rolling back the Biden administration's rule allowing conservation leases on its land. That, according to Successful Farming, the agency on Wednesday released a proposal to rescind the 2024 public lands rule, which aimed to put conservation uses of land on equal footing with grazing, energy production, mining, and recreation. The previous administration's public lands rule had the potential to block access to hundreds of thousands of acres of multiple-use land, preventing energy and mineral production, timber management, grazing, and recreation across the West, said Interior Secretary Doug Burgum. The most effective caretakers of our federal lands are those whose livelihoods rely on its well-being, he said. BLM's proposal says the agency has determined the rule is, quote, unnecessary and violates existing statutory requirements. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. Dairy farmers, start your engines. The road to Madison leads straight to World Dairy Expo 2025, where innovation, education, and global dairy connections await. Join fellow dairy farmers, industry experts, future leaders, and the finest dairy cattle in North America when the dairy industry meets in Madison September 30th through October 3rd. Make the drive, bring your passion, and be a part of the dairy event of the year. World Dairy Expo 2025. The road to Madison starts with you. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com.
A warm and humid air mass moves in through early next week in our ag weather forecast. Now, there is a slight chance of some scattered thunderstorms this afternoon and evening, then again Sunday through much of next week. Partly sunny throughout the day today, highs 79 to 84, relative humidities at 53 to 58%. Southeast winds at 5 to 10. We'll see about 4 hours of sunshine. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of showers and storms. Highs 61 to 66, relative humidities at 90 to 95%. Southeast winds at 5 to 8, anywhere from 5/100ths to 1/10th of an inch of precipitation possible. Tomorrow partly sunny, highs 82 to 87, relative humidities at 57 to 62%. East winds at 5 to 7. We'll see about 8 hours of sunshine. Sunday, mostly sunny, warmer, highs 85 to 90. Monday, partly sunny, highs once again 85 to 90. Tuesday, partly sunny, highs 85 to 90. And for Wednesday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower or thunderstorm, highs 80 to 85.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
People
That's when she thinks she looks her worst. It's times like this, she don't know why I can't take my eyes off her. 'Cause she don't know she's beautiful. Never cross her mind.
She don't know she's beautiful.
No, she's not that
she
kind.
She don't know she's beautiful.
Though time and time I've told her this.
She don't know she's beautiful.
Never cross her
she
mind.
She don't know she's beautiful.
No, she's not that
she
kind.
She don't know she's beautiful.
Though time and time I've told her this.
She don't know she's beautiful.
So you're standing in the middle of the thunder and lightning. I know you're feeling like you just can't win, but you're trying. It's hard to keep on keeping on when you're being pushed around. Don't even know which way is up. You just keep spinning down, round, down. Every storm runs out of rain, just like every dark night turns into day. Every heartache will fade away, just like every storm runs out of rain. Tell yourself that there's something more, and walk out that door. Go find a new rose. Don't be afraid of the thorns, 'cause we all have thorns. Just put your feet up to the edge, put your face in the wind. And when you fall back down, keep on.
Two black Cadillacs driving in a slow parade. walked in and caught her. She's come to dance a dance or two, and do no telling what by the time the night is through. She found out the hard way about him. She's out to find out how she'll do without him. Her hands are shaking, her heart's pounding by the way she's drinking. His memory's drowning. She's not the cheating kind. She's been cheated one too many times. Oh, she's never fooled around. He's still. Her head turns, you can see how hot her fire burns. He didn't know what a good thing he had. Well, it's too late, that's too.
Favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Toes up, little Jim. She was planning a welcome home barbecue. Green bean casserole, grandma's recipe. There was a knock on the door around 2 o'clock. Two uniforms and her heart stopped. Yellow ribbon round an oak tree, blowing in the breeze. Hey, here's to the ones that didn't make it back home. The ones we ain't seen in so long. Town shut down, the whole town showed up, sang Amazing Grace, watched the slideshow of his 22 years. There was laughs and there was tears. And that preacher talked about sacrifice and traffic stop for them Cadillac lights. Johnny sold beer half price that night. Everybody raised an eye, singing his. So long. The hold up of beer was a wish they were here, was not forgotten, gone in a better place up there. But they sure left a hole down here.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. After taking a suspect into custody today, the investigation into the fatal killing of conservative political activist Charlie Kirk is still ongoing.